Happy New Monday, Sun family. Welcome to a new episode of Underline, where we bring your fave celebs and ask them 10 fun questions. My name is Andiswa, and today I am joined by reality TV star, actor, musician. He's just a lot of things. His name is BU. Well, his name is Luthando Mthembu, but better known as BU. Most of you guys know him from Big Brother Mzansi, and now on Ayeye Stripped. Let us chat to him. Hi, BU.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Great, how are you?
I'm good. The signal is a little bit bad, but I'm good.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that. I don't know what's happening, Manja, because we were speaking just fine. But
start the interview. Wow.
Yeah, no, like I turned the signal. Like, what's happening? Let's get to it. And so Etta, I've got 10 questions for you. I hope you are ready.
I hope none of them compromise me in any way.
No. They won't. Let's start with the simple one.
It's like going into an exam you haven't studied for. You know,
trust me, it's nothing that difficult.
Hello?
Nothing that difficult.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, cool. So let's start with a simple one. If your life had a soundtrack of two songs right now, what would they be?
Okay, let me hear if I understand you correctly. Are you telling me to choose two songs?
Yes, that resonates with your life right now.
That resonate with my life? That's a bit of a hard one because I don't really necessarily, how can I put it? I don't necessarily listen to songs with that mindset, you know? But one song that's really blowing my mind right now, it's Burna Boy. That song, man, was it last?
Yeah, with the whole of South Africa, basically. We are all there with you.
That song, I don't know what spell that song is putting the world under, but it feels good, you know. I don't get what he's saying, but apparently there's a lot of pigeon talk in there, like pigeon slang, like saying everybody go chow breakfast means everybody go eat. You know, I just learned that like yesterday. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I always wondered why was he writing the song during breakfast? but definitely for me, that's one of them. I don't really know why, it just resonates. And I don't like Afrobeat, not really. But that one, he's an Afrobeat artist, but that song for me sticks.
Yeah.
Which one would I say? Also, geez, I want to say my piano. I want to say Mapiano, but I feel like that's the easy way out. So I won't say any Mapiano songs. I'll go straight to hip hop. And on hip hop, I'm going to talk about that new song that just dropped with AKA and Nasty C.
Oh, yes. Hip hop is coming back, huh?
I don't think it ever left. I think hip hop is the head, not the head, it's the, what's this thing called? The monitor within the classroom. You know, the bad kids can have their way, but the hip hop always comes out and says, well, I'm, you know, listen, I wrote your names down. I remember that you, during home, during house, we were always there just watching you, you know, type of thing. So since I'm a hip hop artist myself, I feel I can't not speak about when two titans get together and create magic like that. It's a beautiful song. It's not just hip hop. It's a fusion of different feels and sounds. It's classic, you know, and Super Mega does what he does best. But Nasty, that verse, oh my God. You know, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So the second one is describe yourself in a hashtag.
Hashtag BU.
Smart. Simple. I like that.
You know, like, the thing is, I always usually say I'm very complex, I'm very complicated, but in a simple way. Like I'll say a lot, I'll blab for hours, but everything I'm trying to say, every analogy and example always points down to one thing. My life legacy, my purpose on this earth. is to say the most simplest thing, which is be you. But within its simplicity, it's complex because it's not easy to be you in a society where you get told from birth who you're meant to be, what's good, what's wrong, what's right. You need to have this to be attractive, and this person must find you attractive, and you must live like this. All those type of things. It's really hard to choose to be you because you are a collection of your decisions. Because also when you think about it, most of your decisions aren't yours. They're influenced by something external.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's hard to be you. It's really hard, but it's simple.
Okay. And what's something your followers would not know about you?
No, it's difficult because I feel like my followers know me better than I know myself at this point. What wouldn't they know about me?
Mm-hmm.
I like to lie randomly. I like to lie. Like, so I'm a very honest guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I usually tell the, like, 99% of the time I'll tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But now and then I'm like, I feel like just throwing in a lie in there to see if I can still do it. It won't be a serious lie. It'll be like a random lie out of nowhere. Like, you know, and I won't really do it in a serious platform or anything, but like to my close friends, or I'll just throw in a lie. I'll be like, yeah, this morning I woke up and at 3 a.m. and I saw the moon was full or something like that. Meanwhile, I was sleeping and I only woke up at 11.
Wow.
Just because I feel like it, you know?
Just lying.
If I still got it. Just to test my lying skills, you know? But yeah, that's one thing a lot of people wouldn't know because I'm pretty honest most of the time.
Yeah. Okay, that is crazy, random, and weird. But I'm not going to judge you.
No, I'm very weird. I'm proud. I'm like an advocate for weirdness. I believe all of us are weird. We just try and conform and hide our weirdness. But I think everybody's really strange. Like, if you had a camera, if you were a fly to follow one person in a room where they're alone all day, you'll see them do and say the most craziest things. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what are the three words that describe Ubiyu?
Weird is one.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say different, but that kind of speaks to weird. Yeah, I'll say different.
Mm-hmm.
That's two.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I'd say it's three.
Okay. And what's the best piece of advice you've received and given to people?
I've gotten a lot of advice, and I've given a lot of advice just because I've gotten a lot of advice from different people, different walks of life. There's a lot that I could share if I really think about it, but the only one that jumped to top of mind at this point was the one about... I got this from my father when he was trying to teach me about human beings and about how we're supposed to interact with each other. I was really young. And he shared with me that there's a story about the donkey, the old man, and the young boy. They were going somewhere, I think it was a hospital or something like that, because the old man was sick. And the old man was on the horse, and the villagers and the people kept on speaking and saying, oh, man, this old man, how can he just... make the kid pull the donkey. The kid should be on the donkey, you know? So they stopped, and they swapped around. The kid got on the donkey, and the old man pulled. And then the more they walked, the more villagers started speaking, saying, man, how can the old man be pulling the donkey? So they both got off the donkey, and they pulled the donkey together. You people are starting to talk again. These people are so stupid. These people are so stupid. Why are they pulling a donkey? Be on the donkey instead. So both of them got in the donkey. And then when they were on the donkey, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When they were on the donkey and kept on going, people were saying, oh no, like, why are they both on the donkey? Make the laws are like, they should literally, this donkey's tired. They should be carrying the donkey. They ended up carrying the donkey. And, you know, so the long story short, summary of the story is, don't listen to what people say. Do what makes sense to you. And move at your lane. That's what my father left with me from a very young age. And that story never left me. Like, I can never care about what anyone else is saying. I'm going to do what makes sense to me regardless.
I love that so much. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the weirdest thing a fan has ever done for you or to you?
really out there like that. Like, people don't really have access to me. Mm-hmm. But when they do get access, they get really excited. Mm-hmm. And but they respect me, because I believe people give you the energy that you give mm-hmm. them. They reciprocate.
Yeah.
I don't think my fans are crazy like that. But I do have people with high expectations of my love life and my private life mm-hmm. who are on my DMs. They're my DMs every day. And they're like, I would kill myself if you did this. I'm like, whoa, wow, that's deep. You know, and I don't reply to that because I'm like, if I entertain this,
yeah,
I might just have it in my conscience if someone actually does mm-hmm. off themselves just because I didn't do A, B, or C or whatever, you know. So it's a lot of pressure, but at the same time, I handle it with grace.
Okay. And if you had a full day off, no responsibilities, what would you do?
Not be responsible. Okay, wait, hold on. So what type of responsibility? What do you mean, no responsibility?
You didn't need to go to work. You didn't need to go to studio. You didn't need to. This was just a day off designated just for OPU, and you do anything that you want to do.
That's cool. I have that at least once a week.
Okay.
I make sure that every once a week I have to get some time to let my brain breathe, and I share that space with very important people to me. Only usually it's nobody, but some of the time it's with people that are really, really close to me. What I do is I check in on myself. So meditation, journaling, praying, fasting. When I do eat, I eat really healthy. Workouts, like light work, workouts, stretching, talking to myself, watching movies that I enjoy. And things like that I say, like, I know that are weird, for example, like talking to myself is weird, but I proudly do that. I sit down and I'm like, are you okay? No, I'm not. What's wrong? What's bothering you? You know, stuff like that. I think it's important to check in.
Okay. And if you could choose a superpower, what would it be?
Oh, this is simple. I thought about this when I was like 15. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what I want. So there's this thing that I call the power of authority,
okay.
Right? I'll explain it. It's not being invisible. It's not all these other cool powers that I've seen and heard, but this one in particular is specific to me, because whatever the power is, whatever you think or say becomes immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So if I think I'm the smartest person in the world, I become the smartest person in the world. Mm-hmm. If I say I'm the richest person in the world, I become the richest person in the world. So, like, that's, like, the ultimate power for me. It's, like, a God power, basically, authority.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's the coolest power ever. Yeah. Trust you, me. Like,
absolutely.
You can't. Yeah.
Okay. Here's an interesting one. What has been your best or your worst date?
Best or worst date?
Mm-hmm.
So you want either or? You don't want both?
Give me both. You can give me either or. Up to you.
Jeez. Worst date. Tinder, alright? So I went on a Tinder date once.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the worst that I've had. I don't really have bad dates, but it's the worst I've had. Because I don't date much, so you know, I'm very exclusive like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that I did have was with somebody who was vegan, like me. And I was like, oh my goodness, it's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, I found out they were lying. They weren't really vegan.
Oh,
They were just trying it out and stuff. And yeah, that was a huge turn off. Not the fact that they weren't vegan, the fact that they lied.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing, like, the whole night, the energy was dope, but, like, right at the end, like, I got thrown off so hard. I was like, nah, this person was pretending, you know, I felt so betrayed. I was like, my time has just been wasted.
No, I can't imagine.
You know, that was the worst, but the best was when I had, like, 5 dates in one. Like, I just met somebody from the first time. It was also off socials, and we just had, like, we had the craziest time ever. We literally, like, go-karting, movies, everything, like, you think of, like, dinner, like, everything mm-hmm. in one, like, meeting, like, the first time ever meeting, and it was, mm-hmm. like, I felt like I knew the person so deeply afterwards. That's definitely the best date I've ever had.
Okay, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
And then this is the last one. What is the most worn thing in your wardrobe and your most expensive piece of clothing?
Wow. My most expensive piece of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to sound so vain when I say this. shit. I'm so sorry. Mom, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. my mom raised me right. She tried her best to make sure that I come out as humble as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer your question, my Joburg clothes, I have different clothes. So I have different access depending on where I am.
Okay.
In Johannesburg, they're not a representation of me, my clothes here, because I came to Joburg to work.
Mm-hmm.
So my Joburg wardrobe is completely different from my Durban wardrobe.
Okay.
But when I look at the one in Joburg, since I'm here, I wouldn't know what's the most expensive thing because I don't know the price tag of each thing, but I guess it's the Gucci hoodie that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't buy that. You know, I got that as a gift. So, yeah, I'd say that's probably the most expensive. I'm not into, like, price things like that. So
mm-hmm.
Even when I buy things, I budget for it, specifically in Joburg. But back home, back home is a different story.
Okay. And the most worn thing in your wardrobe?
The most worn thing in my wardrobe has to be... Damn! that's a good one. What do I wear? Okay, cool. I got a vest, right? There's
mm-hmm.
this vest that I got when I first landed in Joburg.
Mm-hmm.
I use it for gym, and I gym every day. So that's definitely the most worn
okay.
thing. It used to be black. Now it's like grayish black, and I love it because it shows like the best. It makes my muscles look so good. So that's why I wear it so much, because I enjoy how it looks. Still, you know?
Yeah.
So I've had it for, like, I think over 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm not letting it go anytime soon. It's the most worn thing, and I know it, and it looks like it, but I enjoy it. It looks so good.
Okay. And that is it. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you so very much, and I appreciate the support that I've been getting from you guys. I hope that we do much more great things in the future and the growth of this podcast and all your endeavors.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Definitely. Catch you, Quinn.
So, thank you to BU for joining us on this episode. I enjoyed it. I love speaking to him. I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. But for now, it's bye. See you guys in the next 2 weeks.